Universal Pictures proudly presents Al Pacino, Scarface.
I know the street, and I'm making all the recollections.
Pacino, Scarface.
With the right woman, there's no stopping me.
Pacino, Scarface.
I could go right to the top.
He loved the American dream with a vengeance.
Here's to the land of opportunity.
Al Pacino, Scarface. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
You've reached the movie line at 761-3330, brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California. Well, welcome back to Paul Mack Presents for the week of November 27th through December 1st, 1983. I hope you all had a safe and sane Thanksgiving out there. I know I did. I was spending most of my time hiding, though. I don't know why, but everybody mistook me for the turkey. Yeah, anyway, well, coming up this week on the Movie Line, we're resurrecting the Movie Line news. I think a lot of you will be glad to hear that. Also, the continuing saga of Star Trek The Recording. Plus, coming up right now, we've got an interview with Carol Ballard speaking about his new film, Never Cry Wolf, in just a moment. Thanks for calling.
Movie critics rave about Never Cry Wolf, the new motion picture from the director of The Black Stallion.
Newsweek's David Anson says, Carol Ballard is a filmmaker of ravishing talent. There are sequences in this movie that make your jaw drop open out of genuine amazement. To put it simply, he shows you sights you've never seen before.
Richard Schickel writes in Time magazine, Ballard and his masterly crew of filmmakers have reimagined a corner of the natural world. They leave us awed.
Richard Friedman of Newhouse Newspapers says, this is a movie nature buff and city slicker alike will want to see over and over again.
Rex Reed, New York Post writes, a scary, exhilarating movie. I found it utterly fascinating.
And Bruce Williamson in Playboy calls Never Cry Wolf a movable feast of sights, sounds, and extraordinary physical excitement.
How do you beat boredom, Tyler? Adventure.
Never Cry Wolf, a true story. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Film director Carol Ballard has never been part of the Hollywood establishment.
I mean, the money guys that are running Hollywood now, I mean, they would have thrown me out the window. They'd have burned me alive the first week if they'd seen us out there trying to shoot this movie. Trucks, loads of equipment and all this stuff. All these people carrying this stuff out. A mile across the tundra. I mean, the tundra looks just as interesting here as it does out there. Why the hell are they out there? Well, because I like a rock that's out there, right? Ha ha, Ballard likes his rock.
Ballard, who directed the 1979 hit The Black Stallion, has a new movie out. This one is called Never Cry Wolf. It's the story of a rookie biologist named Tyler, who's forced to fend for himself in the Arctic.
Remember my position, will you? I'll stop by for a drink sometime, huh? What is my position?
Beats the hell out of me, Tyler. I just hope I can find my way home.
Never Cry Wolf was filmed over two grueling years in the Canadian Yukon.
Certain shots were shot months away from other shots. A scene that would last 30 seconds on screen. You know, this angle was shot August the 12th in this place, and this angle over here was shot the next year in July in that place over there, 4,000 miles away.
By any measure, Ballard went to great lengths to make Never Cry Wolf, but as he explains, there is a message to his madness.
Wilderness and that experience is a really important thing for people to realize how bloody important the world really is that we're living on, you know? It's not just a bunch of fish, a bunch of trees. No, you've seen one, you've seen them all. I mean, that's not it. I mean, the guy who's got that mentality, I'm against.
It takes Carol Ballard a long time to make a movie. Never Cry Wolf took 3 years.
I'd like to make a lot of films. And at the rate I'm going, I might squeak out two or three more, and that's going to be it.
But what ends up on screen is worth the wait. Never Cry Wolf is Ballard's view of one of the Earth's last frontiers.
I really feel very, very, very strongly about destruction of the natural world. I mean, I just think it's one of the most ghastly, horrible crimes imaginable that, you know, people are wiping out species and things that have evolved over millions of years. Fantastic miracles of life.
This is Roy Firestone outside Hollywood with film director Carol Ballard.
All right, Never Cry Wolf, a Walt Disney picture, newly released Walt Disney picture directed by Carol Ballard, was an interesting film. I saw it at the studio about a year ago, and at that time it was a little long and it was only a black and white work print, and I remember the executives saying, well, it has to be cut, you know, but This kind of film, the pacing in the film is needed to establish the man's solitude out there in the Yukon. And basically, it's a story about a true story about a gentleman who goes out to the Yukon to conduct an experiment to find out if the wolves are really killing the caribou. They're trying to find out what is happening to all the caribou and why they're vanishing. So they want to see if the wolves are up to it. But that's the premise of the story. And I thought it was you know, extraordinarily done. It was wonderful. It might seem a little long. However, it was it needs that, like I say, I feel, to give you the feeling of solitude and also to just to explore and to learn and to find out about the environment and what's really there. And this man finds out for the first time what life is all about, I think, and what the true meaning of life is, and just peace and serenity out there in the Yukon. It's beautiful. It's a beautifully photographed film. A scale from 1 to 10, I'd give it a 7, only because it might have been a little long and seems a little slow. However, it's a very relaxing, tension-filled film. I'd go check it out over in Westwood at the Abco Center Cinema at 475-0711, or in Sherman Oaks at the Sherman Oaks Galleria at the Pacific Four at 990-4140. Those numbers are in the 213 area code. The film also has a lot of humor running amongst in it. So anyway, check that film out. And now we're going to get on with the comments that you left us here on the movie line last week.
Hi, this is Dan from Columbus, and I wanted to say that you got an advertisement last time on your call-up line saying, seeing a TC cab with an all-star cast, and you said Mr. T. Now, if you connect Mr. T with a star, I'm sorry, I cannot accept that. Mr. T is a terrible actor and a terrible dresser. And he's a terrible dwarf, for that matter. And I just don't like him. So, you know, I just don't think that he can be classified as a star. Well, like maybe a star, but not an actor. Okay, that's my input for today. Thank you. Bye.
Now, wait a minute. Let me make one thing perfectly clear. Now, I think maybe you got a little bit confused there. The spot that we ran was not promoted by myself when they spoke about Mr. T. Now, these are things that the studio send me. Whenever you hear one of these 30 or 60 second radio spots, I'm not running them because these are films that I am necessarily recommending. I just happen to get these in from the studios and they send them to me. And well, of course they're not going to send a spot over that says DC Cab, a movie that really sucks and you won't want to see it. Mr. T is a jerk and all the other people in the film are absolute morons. Don't go see this film. Playing nowhere at a theater nowhere near you. No, they're not going to advertise a film like that. What they're going to do is they're going to try to, you know, promote their film and try to get you as interested in it as they can. So if somebody out in Tennessee, Nebraska thinks that Mr. T is a star, they're going to say, and starring an all-star cast, Mr. T, you know. So basically, these things are just spots that promote the movies, and I don't have anything to do with them. I want to make that perfectly clear to everybody out there. I don't have anything to do with them. And one other thing, by the way, the spots that I do run do not necessarily reflect the films that I am recommending. I'm just running the spots to give everybody a preview of what's up and coming. Like this one, for instance.
Washington, D.C., where a man of humble origin can become a leader. Unless he drives for D.C. Cab.
You charge Mr. and Mrs. Tumatsu $195.
They had a lot of luggage.
Universal Pictures presents D.C. Cab. When they hit the streets, you know what hits the fan.
If I wanted responsibility, I'd have been a sex surrogate.
D.C. Cab. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Nani Baker from Pasadena, California. I just wanted to tell you that I went to go see Richard Pryor's new movie, Here and Now. It was real good, very hilarious. The only thing about it, he was so vulgar, you know. But you know Richard Pryor, he's always vulgar. But this one, he was real gross, okay? Like, he could have cut out some of the parts about his private parts, you know. But that's what makes the movie funny. So I like him anyway it goes. If he's vulgar or if he's hilarious, anyway it goes, it's funny. but I wish he wouldn't be so gross in his movies. But this is Nani Baker from Pasadena, California, and if I were right here and now, I would give it an 8 because it was so funny, but I'm taking 2 points off of it because it was so gross, you know, like, you know, talking about private parts isn't really my stuff. Okay, bye. Signing off, Nani Baker.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is Al Diamond, and this is kind of a commercial message. If you are lazy, impatient, and do not like to work, you are definitely not going to like what I'm going to say.
If you'll excuse me for a moment, I think I hear the parking meter calling me.
If you're still on the line, I will commence.
If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
I need boys to work selling maps to stars' homes. This is not a joke job. After doing this for 30 years, it's not that funny, but it's a very good job. The lowest amount of money you could make is minimum wages. The highest amount of money you can make is at about $7.50 an hour. Standing on a corner, waving a map at traffic. Sounds boring? Well, it could be if you don't bring a little radio or a book to read. But you do stand on a corner because that is the way maps are sold normally. I need workers very badly for even this Thanksgiving vacation, and especially for the Christmas vacation. Ages 12 to 16 years old, give me a call on 876-3111. The number again, 876-3111. Job of selling maps to the stars' homes along Sunset Boulevard. There is much information that I do not have time to give on a comment tape like this. But essentially, I am advertising for badly needed workers to sell maps. Again, 876-3111. The best time to call is late at night. If there's no answer, keep trying during the day. We have no regular office hours. And if when you call 876-3111, you don't get any sound on it except one single beep, no message telling you about the beep, you are being recorded. Leave your name and phone number and 3 different times to call you back.
That's kebab ass breath. However, I have been informed that this, in fact, is no joke. This is the real thing, that's right. So if you'd like to earn some spare money, just give Mr. Diamond a call at 876-3111. Please, only parties that are definitely interested. And he'll give you more details over the phone. Oh, and by the way, that is, if you do get a job with Mr. Diamond selling maps, well, you might be so lucky as to be introduced to Al Bernay. I believe that Mr. Bernay is a friend of Mr. Diamond, and that will solve your curiosity. So maybe that will be an incentive to get a job. I don't know, but just give him a call at 876-3111. That's right, Mr. Al Diamond. And if you're not interested in a job and you just like to hear some Maps to Stars Homes educational comment tapes, you can always call that at 855-0999, which sometimes doubles as input, or 876-4111, of course, in the 213 area code. That's the famous Al Bernay comment line. Thanks.
The lights go down. The music comes up. And suddenly, you find yourself transported to another world. A world of incredible beauty and unbelievable terror. A world of sights and sound. A universe of fantasy. This is Walt Disney's Fantasia. The masterpiece of imagination as you've never heard it before. If you can believe your eyes, you won't believe your ears. Fantasia, with a spectacular new state-of-the-art digital recording soundtrack. Walt Disney's Fantasia, still ahead of its time. Rated G, general audiences.
Once again for Movie Line News, brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California, right here in good old Hollywood, USA. Before we get on with the news, I just want to say that Fantasia, that's right, music like you've never seen it before, is playing only exclusively at the Avco Center Cinema on Wilshire Boulevard in Westwood. And that's the number for information there is 4750711 in the 213 area code. And I'd also like to say that it's going to be playing with a short subject entitled Thriller. And it's only going to be playing for 1 week, so check it out. That's only November 24th through the 30th. And the short subject is entitled Thriller, starring Michael Jackson and directed by John Landis, who, of course, directed the Twilight Zone segment where they all died, and the Blues Brothers, and he also directed, more recently, An American Werewolf in London. Good director, actually. Anyway, getting on with the news, the board of directors of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association announced that Paul Newman has been chosen as the recipient of this year's Cecil B. DeMille Award for his outstanding special contribution to the entertainment field. The presentation of the award will be made at the 41st Annual Golden Globe Awards, to be held on Saturday, January 28, 1984, at the International Ballroom of the Beverly Hilton Hotel, and will be syndicated in the United States and throughout the world via satellite. Okay, I lose that piece of paper. Getting on with the next. The National Association for Hearing and Speech Action will hold a benefit premiere for Mickey's Christmas Carol. That's right, Walt Disney Pictures' all-new animated featurette, marking the first screen appearance of Mickey Mouse in 30 years. And it's going to be held on Saturday, December 3rd at the Disney Studio in Burbank. Also screening with the featurette is the 1977 animated feature, The Rescuers. And also Carl Malden, Dean Jones, Bill Bixby, Ava Gardner, and Cloris Leachman are honorary premier co-chairpersons, so they'll be on hand. And Mickey's Christmas Carol and The Rescuers will each screen twice at 1 o'clock p.m. and 3:30 p.m. In addition, there will be refreshments, a display of artwork from the film, and an opportunity to meet the studio animators. Wow, isn't that going to be fun? And if you're interested for tickets for the benefit premiere, you can write to them at Post Office Box 15160, Long Beach, California, and the zip code 90815-0160. And checks should be made payable to NAHSA Film Premiere. And the prices for those tickets, by the way, are $25 for adults, $15 for children. I thought I'd mention that last. Okay, I saw The Christmas Carol a year ago when I was working at the studio. By the way, they were supposed to release it last year, but they had an animator strike and it just messed everything up. Oh, I'll tell you. It's very fun. It's very nice. Okay, now get a load of this. Universal Pictures Scarface, which was originally rated X by the Motion Picture Association of America, has been given an R rating by the MPAA Classification and Ratings Appeals Board. The R rating was awarded in New York when producer Martin Bregman, director Brian De Palma, and Universal Pictures Theatrical Motion Picture Group president Robert Rehm appeared before the appeals board to protest the original X rating. The new R rating was granted without further cuts in the film. Okay? Can you believe that, an X rating? I mean, nobody can see it. I have to show it at the Pussycat down the street. Okay, and here we go. Sigourney Weaver is going to star in a new film entitled Ghostbusters. This sounds like fun. She's been signed to star with Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Harold Ramis in Ghostbusters. It was announced by producer-director Ivan Reitman. Weaver appeared in several Broadway productions before her film debut in Alien. She next starred with William Hurt in Eyewitness, followed by the leading role opposite Mel Gibson in The Year of Living Dangerously. Miss Weaver currently is seen on the screen opposite Chevy Chase in Deal of the Century, which, if you ask me, sucked. And is that it? That's it. Well, that's going to do it for Movie Line News this week. And anyway, thanks for calling. And now let's get in with more of that bizarre lunacy and film factual fun here on 761-3330. Thanks for calling. Drive-In, may I help you?
Van Nuys Drive-In.
No, I mean Movie Line. Excuse me, I slipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, who do we have on the line here?
This is Ken from Van Nuys.
Ken from Van Nuys. Van Nuys, isn't that great? Well, how are you, Ken, and what's new?
You know what's new?
I'd like to know.
Nothing much. I'm just trying to find out what's going on because I've been trying to call the conferences and something different's going on there.
What's happening on the conferences tonight?
Well, I've been away for a while and I tried to call what used to be Telemint and there's something new going on there.
Ah, that's it. It's a conspiracy. They're all against you here. I don't know. But anyway, you are on the air, you know.
Oh, I am?
You're definitely being heard by millions of ants all across the United States.
Oh, wow, so I guess I better say something about a movie then.
Yes, have you seen any movies?
Well, yeah, I saw that movie, that wonderful movie about the astronauts.
Ah, how was that?
It was great.
Was it really? I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah,
but
they glorified the astronauts. It's going to do a lot of good for the campaigns.
Yeah.
But it was an excellently done movie.
Do you think it's a political film? Do you think they made it for the purpose of promoting this presidential campaigner?
No, I don't. I just think it happens to do that.
It was entertaining, though, huh?
Very.
I just didn't know if I can find anything in that film that would be entertaining, but I might go see it.
It was just entertaining to see what happened to the astronauts and supposedly what they thought and felt at the time.
Worth $5 at the box office, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe $4.50, huh?
$4.50, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Ken, thanks for calling, and we are on live, and of course, you won't be able to hear this back, but millions of people are listening to you now. What can I say?
Wow.
Okay, so thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Hi, everyone out there, Movie Land. This is Christy from Sun Valley, and I'd just like to say that I saw two movies this weekend. One of them was Yentl, and that was an excellently done film. Barbara Streisand wrote and produced it and directed it, and she starred in it, of course, and it was very, very good. The story was excellent, and she did a great performance. That is a must-see for this year. And I also saw Never Cry Wolf, and that was a very good film, too. I like that. If you like animals, you'll like this film, because it had a lot of nice and interesting things, you know, that went on. And he eats mice, and it's gross, but a lot of the things are real nice. I mean, the shots, it's a nice background, and it's just an interesting story if you like animals. So, saw that one in Hollywood, and I did see Yentl at the center of a dome. So that is a nice theater, and I really like that. And so that's about it, but those two movies I thought were very good. So if you get a chance, you know, go see it. It's only $5. But talk to you later. Bye.
By the way, this is David of Burbank. I thought I was supposed to be there doing this live, but apparently nobody contacted me. I guess I wasn't home when you were begging me. I wasn't here to receive your pleas, Paul. Did all you callers receive something in the mail from the government ever since this The Day After aired on TV? Yeah, that created a big uproar and everything, and now the government, to try and keep some kind of sanity in the communities, you know, because everybody was excited about the movie and scared. Well, they sent out these notices. I don't know if you received yours, but I've got mine here. It says, it's got the civil defense, you know, symbol on it and the United States government seal. It says, notice, Office of Civilian Defense, Washington, D.C. Instruction to patrons on premises in case of nuclear bomb attack. You see, it says, it's got instructions like this. It reads, upon the first warning, it says, number one, stay clear of all windows. And number two, it says, keep hands free of glasses, bottles, cigarettes, etc. I guess this is like for restaurant owners and instructions in case you're in like some kind of dinner house or something. Number three says stand away from bar, tables, orchestra, equipment, and furniture. And the number four says loosen necktie, unbuttoned coat, and any other restrictive clothing. Number five says to remove glasses, empty pockets of all sharp objects such as pens, pencils, etc. Number six says, immediately upon seeing the brilliant flash of nuclear explosion, bend over and place your head firmly between your legs. And number seven, it says, then kiss your ass goodbye.
We'll be right back.
Sergeant! Red line on the transporter, Mr. Scott!
Do you read these Starfleet? Override them! Pull them back!
Oh, my God. Starfleet, do you have them?
Enterprise, what we got back didn't live long, fortunately.
Why aren't the Enterprise transporters operating, Mr. Scott?
Oh, we've problems, sir. Just temporary.
Lieutenant Ailia, reporting for duty, sir.
Welcome aboard, Lieutenant.
My oath of celibacy is on record, Captain.
Oh, my God.
You need more work, sir. A shakedown.
The proper shakedown.
I would say that was a logical assumption, Captain.
I would say it's time for that, sir. Aye.
Confirm, sir.
She wishes to come alongside and lock on.
I want this. I want this.
I kind of guarantee that she'll hold up.
You don't know her a tenth as well as I do.
Well, that's going to do it this week for Star Trek The Recording, as well as this week's show, so I hope you enjoyed it. And remember, this is your entire package right here on 761-3330. Sunday through Thursdays, you get our recordings. Fridays and Saturdays, you can participate. So if you are listening to this right now and you'd like to participate, I can really use the input. We're a little low. Call Friday and Saturday, that's all day, all night, and voice your movie review. Thanks for calling.
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for loss of hearing due to high-fidelity programming broadcast over this line. And don't forget, you can write to The Movie Line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And don't forget to leave your movie reviews on The Movie Line, Friday and Saturday, at 761-3330. Good night, have a pleasant tomorrow. This broadcast will repeat momentarily. Tape will repeat momentarily.